Paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection. Choose from 26 stylish colors and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Stand back! There's a hurricane coming through!
It is that time of the week. PK with us for the next hour, talking all things Tennessee Titans, taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. PK, we brought up the change at quarterback going to Mason Rudolph this week. I'm interested to see what Brian Callahan has to say today on that front in terms of what it means for the long-term part of this, the rest of the season. Like, is he going to say today Mason Rudolph is starting the rest of the year? Is he going to be willing to commit to that? Interested to see what that looks like. Beyond that, though, it does feel like this is confirmation that Brian Callahan out on Will Levis. So your thoughts on that? Have you seen enough to be out on Will Levis? Do you believe Brian Callahan is out on Will Levis? How do you view that part of that as we venture into the quarterback wilderness this week?
I don't think it makes a lot of sense to be completely done with him. You never know what happens now. What if Mason goes out and plays horribly? I think public seems to have wanted this, the same public that wants them not to win. So it's a little contrary. I just think overly concerned with pleasing the locker room. I don't know if the locker room is bitching about the quarterback. That's pretty taboo territory. If it's happening privately and not happening publicly, I think he's kind of created that as the crutch to make this decision. Clearly, they'd like to be done with him, but as you guys were talking about as I was driving in, the alternatives just don't exist. So it's very difficult for them to find something that's assuredly better, that's at a, reasonable price. I don't think you'd really be concerned about the price, but, if Sam Darnold's your alternative, if he's tagged, then you're talking about huge money plus trade capital. If he's not tagged, you're talking about huge money. But, anybody that's in this situation, and there are plenty of teams that are in this situation, that's the number one guy on the list. So you're in some heavy competition. Draft-wise, you're going to wind up.
You would not do well in that competition.
No. And draft-wise, you're fifth or sixth. The two quarterbacks are going to be gone before you, and the third quarterback's not going to be worth it. So, they've got some big work to do. And Brian Callahan coaching a quarterback is going to be preceded by Brian Callahan helping find a quarterback alternative.
Real quick break here just for technical issues. Apparently, we've had a heck of a show today. So apparently our mics were live. Is that your fault, PK? But people are also talking about an echo, Nick Keyser.
I think it's been fixed.
That's been fixed?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Nick's a great communicator. He's in there in profile shaking his head.
So when PK is on the show, we must just keep our mouths shut
during the
break. I did
nothing with the mics open, but I'm thrilled that what we were talking about is out there.
Yes, me buying tickets on StubHub.
Yep, good stuff.
I wasn't naming names.
Could have been way worse.
Somebody over here was naming names.
just make sure we're asking the right questions at the end of the year. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. To summarize, no need to go back and listen.
What did we talk about?
end of the year press conference.
Joe's really good to be discreet about this too. It's good stuff.
Yeah, it was really the Christmas presents for our wives that we were getting into, and we know none of them are listening.
So that's true. Will this be on a podcast later? I'd like to go back and listen.
Sure.
So Kirk Cousins, PK.
Throws a lot of interceptions, and he's on the downside, and he's not that expensive. I mean, he's expensive, but he's not that expensive. You would love it. I mean, we'd see you over at the Titans facility. You wouldn't even bring any equipment to do any interviewing or anything. You'd just come hang, right?
Probably, yeah. Hang out with Kirko, you know. He's a Springsteen guy like you. Listen to some Springsteen jams. No, I said this earlier. First of all, it's weird because he played really well early in the season coming off the Achilles. You're like, oh, wow, these new Achilles things really, you know, these procedures are revolutionary.
And he looks like Lloyd Cushenberry.
He looks like he can barely move now, which, I mean, that doesn't explain away the picks. But
well, with the Titans' offensive line protection, that won't be a problem.
Well, right, that's the thing. He's probably the worst type of quarterback that you'd want to bring in here, right? Goff is the same thing. I've been saying all year, Goff would suck here this year. We'd all think Goff was washed if you played for the Titans. The immobile quarterback who can't even really extend plays very well.
Which was Tannehill in his last year.
Yeah, but, I mean, to a point. But, I mean, Tannehill, most of his tenure, I mean, Tannehill was faster, more athletic.
In the last year.
In the last year, it got worse. He's still, Tannehill in his last year, way more mobile than Goff or Cousins.
That's trouble.
So stylistically, it doesn't work.
They could say we're investing big resources in right tackle and to a lesser degree right guard, and it's going to be a lot better, and we'll make it work with a quarterback like that because we have such limited options. And not Goff. Goff's not on the market, but Cousins should be. Right?
I mean, yeah, that'll. And then what are the – I mean, the Falcons are going to be $65 million dead money, so they're probably going to try to trade him. What would you have to give up to get Kirk Cousins after he's been discarded with the kind of money – I mean, I think you're signing up for like $37 million in guarantees. I think that's right.
Yeah, a lot of the answers to a lot of these questions are going to be a third, and the Titans are in the great spot of not having a third.
Can they really command a third for him?
I don't know, a fourth that would go to a third conditionally? I mean, we're talking about a spot that a lot of people are shopping for. The other thing is, you know, you look at teams with two quarterbacks, and look, Blake Bedingfield is not a UT guy. So him mentioning Hendon Hooker in one of the four scenarios that he presented.
Oh, really? So he's actually a viable quarterback.
And,
no kidding.
And Jake Browning is another one. But look, I don't understand why teams with quarterback depth would be eager to trade away their quarterback depth. Jake Browning proved that he's a good backup to Joe Burrow.
Yep.
So if Joe Burrow twists his knee and he's out for a month, why does Cincinnati want to deal away the guy that gives them security for another year behind Joe Burrow? So you'd have to overpay to get that guy away. So you're asking what kind of draft pick it would take for Cousins? I think it'd be expensive to get Jake Browning as well. So then you're weighing, well, do I want to use that draft pick to trade for Jake Browning, or do I want to maybe go up around and use it to draft my own guy? You know, it's exceptionally complicated.
I would agree.
You're in a great spot. What we get coming back to?
Yeah. Just in an awesome spot here. The free agent options, again, the Darnold stuff, I'll believe it when I see it, if he's available, just based on the way he's played in Minnesota.
So other people are jumping immediately to, well, if they like Darnold and they keep Darnold, then they'll trade J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
Again, like, God forbid they have two functional quarterbacks.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where as you look at the options, there's not a ton that excites you if you're a Titans fan. So then the question becomes, I mean, look, obviously the draft is going to be an option, and we'll see where they end up landing in the draft order and what those quarterbacks look like. But if it is free agency, like, what has to happen? Like, if it's a Justin Fields or a Jameis Winston or whoever, one of these quarterbacks that we know is – not been a starting level quarterback in the league that you may have to go with if you go the free agent route here. What's the upside of that if you're Brian Callahan, Rand Carthon, heading into a year where you probably need to win at that point? Like, what's the upside to that, going that route with a veteran quarterback, especially if it's a veteran quarterback that has not proven they can be a starter in the NFL?
Well, I mean, the upside for Brian Callahan is getting a guy who's different from Levis and showing that you can frame him better and maximize him, right? That's your challenge. You're not going to get a good one. The odds are very low of you getting a good one. You know, the best chance for you getting a good one is that find a way to get Darnold, and he has a season like he's had for the most part in Minnesota, or you somehow end up at the top of the draft or near the top of the draft, you get Shedeur Sanders, and he is everything that all the people who think he's going to be great is. Outside of those two options, I think you're ending up with somebody that's lesser than what you want, and he would have to shine in quarterback development and show that Levis was just really difficult for him to brand or shape or mold.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's the thing right now. I mean, basically, you know, obviously today, I think Brian Callahan, probably the most spin possible presser of his tenure, because he's going to, of course, say, oh, it's not the end, all this stuff, right, about yep. Levis. And even though.
Never say never.
Yeah, never say never, all that stuff. But, I mean, this is a little bit of, I mean, doing it now to me is a little bit of, maybe I'm reading too much into it, but. So the real issue, folks, was the QB play this year, right?
And to a degree,
and
I'm not saying
there's not a big chunk of truth to that. But I'm just saying, I mean, I would
look
still,
over there.
I'd still go with him if I were them. I see no upside in going to Rudolph if it's not also a little bit of a telegraph to, hey guys, and this is the problem, and we're done with him. He won't say out loud today they're done with him.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think there's certainly an element of that to it. But I can't remember an offseason, and maybe I'm naive, and there have been offseasons, hard as it is to believe, where the Titans weren't in the quarterback market. But, like, can you remember a time where a team going into offseason needing a quarterback had such limited options?
Not a ton.
It's crazy.
It's not good timing.
They could conceivably scout one of these second-tier bounce-back quarterbacks looking for the next Geno Smith or Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold. And, boy, this market going to love it if they say, you know what, Zach Wilson was in a terrible situation with the Jets. And he's been behind Bo Nix, learning from Sean Payton, and we think he's a guy that Brian can mold and shape into a good quarterback for this franchise. I just picked a name out of air there, but there are four or five of those guys.
There may not be that many Cougars in the hills, but there are Coyotes.
But I mean, I don't think there's anything to be excited about. Hardly anything to be excited about. And if the Titans are trying to sell a move like that in the offseason, boy, is it going to be a brutal offseason. And again, I say be hopeful about nothing this offseason in terms of player acquisition. They've not proved.
That's right. Let's head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in William to the program. William, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. I have a question, Paul. It's more about the locker room. Now, does the players really get impacted or, like, bothered by, like, stuff they see on social media, like times you've been in the locker room? Have you ever maybe witnessed that? And another thing I got to say is veteran quarterback-wise, I would think maybe like Justin Fields, and I was just calling to see what y'all thought about it.
Yeah, thanks for the call, William. Appreciate it.
I mean, Justin Fields is worth considering. Some guys get bothered by social media. Some guys understand how social media works. Some guys don't look at social media. Jeff Simmons is pretty conscious of everything that's on social media, and he lets it bother him in a way that you would think a guy of that stature would not, and you would hope he would not. But he clearly does and bristles at it. And yep. I think that's a problem.
Paul Karski brought to you by Moments Peace Salon and Day Spa and Parman Energy. Visit ParmanEnergy.com, your one-stop petroleum solution. We'll continue to take your questions for PK, 615-737-1025. More coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Taking your thoughts for PK. So it looks like the Will Levis era over with the Tennessee Titans. We've laid out some options with the free agents that are out there. None of them sound overly exciting. There is the draft to also consider as well. I want to get back to the Brian Callahan part of this for just a second. So Brian Callahan was brought in, and one of the things he was tasked with was to work with Will Levis, develop Will Levis, and we're 14 games into this thing, and he's done. Kind of feels like the Will Levis part of this is over. Now, the answer may just be, you know what, you can work with him all you want, but he's not good enough to be a high-level starting NFL quarterback in this league, and that is what it is. But I'll ask you, PK, with this going the way that it looks like it's going right now, what do you think this says about Callahan, if anything, and what does this say about confidence level in him with the next quarterback should the Titans decide to draft one this offseason?
Well, internal confidence is probably higher than external confidence. I would say that. I mean, it's not just that he didn't work magic with Levis, who I think we all understand has limitations that aren't necessarily going to be coached out of him.
Even though he was so excited about working with him.
He was very excited. Keep going.
Yeah, right. I mean, every coach is going to say that coming in, right? Every coach is inheriting some stuff that he's got to say.
Could have been a little bit less effusive, but yeah.
Right. Well, Marcus Mariota is not a Mike Vrabel-type personality by any means. If Mike Vrabel's picking the kind of guy he wants to be his quarterback, it's not going to be a guy with Marcus's traits. And he came in effusive about Marcus Mariota. It's just how it works. Nevertheless, I think, separate of that, to me, the broader concerns about Callahan, I mean, can he develop a quarterback? I don't know. But he can't run a no-huddle offense. Now, is that all on Levis? I don't know. But, I mean, his offensive coordinator basically said, well, we do it 5% of the time because we need to have a really clear picture and everybody needs to get lined up and the offensive line needs to communicate. Well, yeah, that's what every team in the league is able to do when they run a no-huddle offense.
Yeah.
So that concerns me, right? The inability to not get delay of games too regularly. There are a lot of other things I see happening in Brian Callahan offense that makes me think, boy, this guy's got a lot of homework to do in the offseason to tighten things up on offense around the board. And a month into next season, we need to see a real difference, no matter who's at quarterback, and how this thing runs. And it needs to run a lot better for him to show that he is up for this. Now, I think I have faith that he's a smart guy, that he knows all of this stuff hasn't been as good as it needs to be. And there comes a point where you can only fix so much as it's going on as opposed to what you need to do in an offseason. I think it's a massive offseason for him, not just in the player acquisition and in the getting whatever new quarterback is there up to speed and ready and in the system and all of that, but in all of these things that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And if there's not a marked difference in the first month of next season and all of that stuff, then you've got a really big problem.
Well, and look, he got this job as a non-play calling OC. A lot of people do. So how did the OC do this year? Just the OC. We always look at Callahan because it's quarterback and it's play calling. But how's the OC?
We don't know, really.
Yeah, right? But I mean, but some of the things you're talking about, I would think, might be related to OC performance.
Yeah, and I think the OC may be, fairly or not, a fall guy here. Colt Anderson's definitely out. I think there will be more staff changes than that. And if I'm looking for who, I think Nick Holt probably the best candidate for next on the list, don't you think?
I mean, I think that it just the overall dysfunctional offense that we saw at times, which isn't just explained away by QB play.
And a play-calling head coach, yeah. Like the management of the offense. I agree with you. The tightening it up stuff is the kind of things that person would be doing. So I think raise a very fair point.
Way to stay on brand. You can put that on a billboard. Is Colin Shelbyville in our Final Four in fantasy football, Robbie?
Yes.
All right. Well, he wants to know about Mason Rudolph.
I took a beating there. A beating.
Well, you and I are playing for fifth place this week, so yeah. it's a big
matchup.
Big matchup. Mason Rudolph, this idea of Mason Rudolph coming back to compete for the starting.
Mason Rudolph is not a starter.
He's a backup quarterback in the NFL. I mean, he says I'd rather have Rudolph over Jameis Winston. Okay. I mean, I don't think Jameis Winston is near the top of the list of starting possibilities for them either. They're both backup quarterbacks.
Yeah. Now, Jameis Winston is going to – Jameis Winston has more peaks and valleys. You know, so are you looking for a curve that goes up and down, or are you looking for a curve that's a straight line? And Mason Rudolph's a straight line. Jameis Winston's up and down. Some Sundays, Jameis Winston's going to be like, oh, my God. Yeah. And other Sundays, he's going to be like, oh, my God.
Yes.
Right? You like that. You're entertained
by
him.
I do like me some Jameis.
I can't stand, you know, the eating W's stuff is just more than I can handle. And everybody seems to love Jameis talking now. Outside of his religious element, which I see that he can be well-spoken on like matters of faith, I think the guy talks nonsense. So
I think he's freaking people, hilarious, but I'm not surprised that your Scrooge ass would say that.
No, are people – so are people like – they like him because he's nonsensically hilarious?
Yeah.
Is that what they like?
I don't think it's always nonsensically. I think sometimes it's very
– genuinely hilarious?
Genuinely and intentionally hilarious. Sometimes unintentionally.
Intentionally hilarious?
Oh, yeah, sometimes. Oh, absolutely.
I think it's frequently accidentally hilarious.
Kim says, you guys are ready to give Levis another year 2 weeks ago, and after one game, that's it. It's over. It's not just one game. It's been three straight.
First off,
two straight bad games.
I was never ready to give Levis another year. But
I will say, in those three games, if you're looking for a great Levis window, he threw for like over nine yards per attempt, which is elite, like beyond elite. If you could get him in a situation where he did that, you know, even on the Jameis Winston curve, you know, you could do worse. But they haven't been able to get him there. But I don't think he's absolutely done. I don't. Because of what we're talking about, the alternatives. I think he's on the roster in the next 2 years, unless they go out and get two quarterbacks. And I think going out and getting two quarterbacks between the finances and the draft capital would be a very hard thing to do.
I mean, do they feel fine about him just being QB2? I mean, I think he'll handle it fine, right? He'll be a pro about it.
I think he'll pull back a little, the way Tannehill was pulled back when he arrived, you know. But you can never say never, because if he's the backup and whoever you bring in tears his Achilles in week two, then all of a sudden –
Would you rather have Will Levis or Mason Rudolph as your QB2?
I'd rather have Will Levis. I want, it's a tough call.
But again, the pause continues at Robbie's microphone.
Again, a straight line versus the potential to have a big game.
But that's really not
who's your starter
versus a potential
for is your starter a rookie Neither or is it a veteran?
Well, is it a 3-game replacement or is it a season replacement?
Right,
it's also the question.
It all sounds terrible.
Yeah. It's horrific.
It does. 615-737-1025. We'll have more with PK coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game. This week's Nashville's Best Deals from Brewster's Real Ice Cream in Hendersonville. Brewster's offers handcrafted cakes, pies, and ice cream flavors of peppermint Oreo, eggnog, and gingerbread man. Enjoy the magic of homemade happiness this season. Visit thegamenashville.com/deals and get half off a $50 gift card while supplies last. Taking your thoughts for PK, 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. A lot of people throwing this name out there, so I'll get both of your thoughts on it. What about Daniel Jones? Daniel Jones discarded by the Giants.
That's the one. That's the QB the Vikings will give up. They'll give you Daniel Jones. They'll keep Darnold.
That is the Vikings QB you can have.
Yeah,
see, Daniel Jones needs to go have that year sitting somewhere as a backup on a good coaching staff with a good offense and have the pause year. And then next year he would be like Zach Wilson or whatever. So next year, then you would put him in the pot of guys that maybe could come out and be reclamation projects. But I don't think he'd be a reclamation project immediately. I think he's got to go through the downtime like Geno Smith and Sam Darnold and Baker went through in order to be in that pot, to me.
Tannehill didn't have any downtime.
Well, Tannehill is a bit of an outlier in the way things went for him.
A few weeks, in off season.
Yeah.
What is that year? I mean, obviously, you're sitting there. You're thinking about your life.
Yeah.
Absorbing.
And getting out of the situation you were in and seeing how a good team operates and watching a quarterback do it and all of those things. It just seems to me there's a new pool of potential quarterbacks in that. Now, I don't know if the trend's going to hold. We'll see. What happens with the Zach Wilson, with the Trey Lance, with there are a couple others who aren't jumping to mind right now in this pool behind Darnold. that people are going to take some degree of a chance on, whether they look to them as a bridge or a higher level backup in a situation where they're not just waiting for a starter to get hurt, but maybe a starter to not play well, where they'd flip to them quicker, but they're going to have Jameis or Flacco type chances to get into the lineup.
We've had people ask us about Trey Lance. To me, he barely played in San Francisco, and they were ready to move on. Now, how much of that was due to Purdy? Sure, Purdy came in and played great. But you're talking about, what was he picked, third overall?
Yeah.
They were quick to discard him.
Got hurt. Didn't play that much in college.
Then he's been in Dallas. Dallas trades to get him. Dak has gone down with an injury, and they still ain't playing
him with Cooper.
That kind of tells me
what
I need to know about Trey Lance.
Dallas doesn't always make the greatest decisions either.
Everybody gets enamored with draft positioning, but there's plenty of people that go at the very top of drafts who are quarterbacks who were complete busts, and I think
– let's say preseason game was fun to watch with him.
Couple more coming.
What was that, four picks?
He threw,
one preseason
I think,
game?
Four picks.
But he threw made
he
some
threw
big
for
plays.
Like 350 yards.
Made some big plays too.
Couple more of those guys coming in this draft. Probably.
Yeah, could be. Will on Music Row has an interesting question. He says, is ownership, four questions, is ownership, one, aware of their poor decisions, two, justifying their actions, three, optimistic about the brain trust, four, are unconcerned because the new stadium is selling out?
Let's go one at a time.
Aware of their poor decisions?
I don't see how not.
Justifying their actions?
I don't see how not.
Optimistic about the brain trust?
We don't know for sure, but it seems like there's going to be patience.
Unconcerned because the new stadium's selling, as you pointed out last week.
Yeah.
People are about still buying.
I think it has to be concerned. I mean, you don't want to walk around town here or Texas. Not that she's walking around town, but she's riding horses with somebody. And inevitably they're saying, boy, three wins, huh?
Yeah.
Like literally riding horses?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I know she's like a horse person, right?
Yeah.
I just wasn't sure if that was like some New Jersey,
Or walking around doing whatever she does, at the stables when she's petting the horses.
Yeah.
Great imagery.
Feeding the
Thank
horses.
Thank you, PK.
Whatever. She's not mucking. We know that. Right? She's
training for the Kentucky Derby.
I don't know a lot about, horse care. What I know about horse care, I've learned from Yellowstone.
Truck rounding the corner.
I know from Yellowstone, which I can't watch now because it's impossible to find. But someday I'm going to watch this.
Isn't it still on CMT?
CMT.
Yeah.
I mean, you're really mucking up the works. They are throwing another station.
CMT doesn't exist anymore?
CMT exists. Is Yellowstone been on CMT?
Never been on CMT.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot of confusion.
You can air the show on CMT.
I guess that was Nashville. Sorry.
A lot of confusion as to whether it's on Peacock or Paramount Plus.
My wife still watches it. It's always on my TV. It's always on my TV. Why do I have to have it on my TV?
I mean, you'd have to bleep out every other word.
Your wife has good taste.
Seems like kind of a dumb soap opera.
Except in men.
Watches too many bad soap operas.
If I'm judging a woman, do I want to have good taste in men or good taste in TV? I don't know, Katie.
I don't know your wife, so I will not even delve into her taste in men.
I mean, you're making it like she's into me.
Yeah, that's a fair point too. I'm hoping that I was kind of hoping that's the way. It's kind of like separate beds, like the old Lucy and Desi, the separate beds.
Boomer.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Boomer. Yeah, more like greatest generation.
People got that. Yeah. So people came back from the Great War and then they watched Lucy and Desi, just to give you a little context that Joe's giving. Yes, I am older than him. It's hard to believe.
Well, significantly.
Retro witnessed all of it.
2 years.
Adam in East Nashville says the Levis benching with three games left perfectly encapsulates the worst season in Titans history. Where failing to truly identify isn't the guy, will also potentially hurt our draft position. His elite tools would have been brought out with better coaching and an O-line. It's a major problem that I'm not renewing my PSLs after 22 years. It's not about our record. Again, Adam in East Nashville. The coach has screwed up a great player in Will Levis, and he's not renewing his PSLs.
Well, I will say, if more people had the stones of this man and didn't funnel more money to them, that could actually affect change. But people don't have the stones to give up.
But what about his analysis?
Well, his elite qualities. I mean, he's got some elite qualities, but not enough of them are in the head area.
Well, the reason that Kirk Cousins is now just about done, but the reason that a guy like Kirk Cousins in the NFL is a starter for so long with zero elite traits is because he sees things quickly and he throws the ball accurately. That is so much more important than, oh, my God, look how far, you know.
Joe Milton.
Well, sure. Or
no, he loves Joe.
No, who's my guy? That Charles was gaga. I mean, we're gonna find the Charles Robinson.
Jamarcus Russell.
Jamarcus Russell threw it 80 yards on his knees. Oh my God! Oh, that'll help you in an NFL game. Great. I mean,
with current officiating, they wouldn't see him on his knees, and so they would judge it to be a completion. So true. It could be beneficial.
Consistent accuracy, consistent quick decision making,
and go to Michigan State and hang out with Joe one time at a bar.
Kirk did not.
Kirk's not going to the bar.
Kirk does not show up at the bar.
Oh, I thought you pretended that you were social friends once. Well, hung out with you at the library.
We have mutual friends, but I mean, yeah, like I haven't gone play mini golf with Kirk Cousins. I covered him for 5 years. He's a great guy.
Well, just wait till he comes here as a starting quarterback next year.
Exactly. We will go to Top Golf.
A weekly show.
We will go to Top Golf, the non-alcoholic floor.
Because he doesn't drink.
No free ads. I doubt it. No, I highly doubt it.
But, I mean, he can play on the alcohol floor and not drink while allowing you to pursue gout. is he going to make you not drink?
Maybe. Maybe I need to stop. Or maybe I need to start right now.
By the way, quick aside.
Get this man some mead.
The amount of people that tag all three of us when Gout wins a race now is one of my favorite things.
Gout is an unbelievable runner.
Is Gout going to be the greatest runner of all time?
Gout
we can
is pray smoking people in these races.
Listen, if Gout stays on his current course, we won't have to talk about Titans. Bad decisions.
By the way, move your head over. We got,
I don't know, half head thing.
What's the half head thing going on here?
It's kind of the new thing. It's like that salute emoji. You only get half the face. That's what I'm doing. Look.
Are you looking at this, Robbie? Look at this.
He's perfectly centered in my
bizarre.
In my
it's the producers here that they don't produce the television aspect.
615-737-1025, our phone number. One more segment with PK talking all things Titans coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Final segment of the day, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Paul Kuharski with us. By the way, fret not. You got more Kuharski coming this week, Thursday and Friday, with me on the program.
My goodness.
Retro finally being replaced.
This show goes up in age and down in IQ quickly in the last 2 days of the week. Huh?
Questionable ethics at The Athletic finally got you benched.
Yes, our ethical issues.
Down in hair follicles, too, the next 2 days. Just me and PK.
I got to give myself a haircut tonight to get ready.
You are getting a little shaggy on the sides there.
Maybe the cameras will be, I don't know. Maybe Nick will stay late today, get the cameras straight.
Nick, what do you say?
A little extra work, Nick. Nick, finally going to speak.
I'm just leaving you in, just waiting for my voice, apparently. You got two cameras on the side here. You'll be fine.
That's true.
Hey, thank you for your cord today. I'm not paying rent for it.
Oh.
Yeah, I have to bring my own equipment. I'll bring my whole podcast setup tomorrow.
We don't have a USB-C to a USB-C. Oh, my God. Buy one.
It cost you about $6.
So expensive.
Bucks. Chase, how about $6 for the USB-C to USB-C cable for guests?
You know, you should do the show like he does his post-game things. Like, okay,
Robert from Clarksville. Why do the Titans suck? Okay, let me see here.
And he just kind of answers these questions.
That may have been your worst one yet.
It's the exact same thing you're doing right now with the text line, except good.
That was so far from Joe Pesci. Yeah. I don't even know.
Who is that?
I don't know. I was trying to focus on the content of the
Boston
message,
Rob.
And so I messed up the accent.
BK, you had a question you wanted to get to on your personal text line?
Did I?
Yeah, about if they had a league average quarterback and a league average right tackle.
Yeah. How much better would this team be if they had a league average quarterback like Kyler Murray and a league average right tackle? What would they be? My guys are thinking maybe 7 wins now with 3 games coming up. I think, you know, they probably win Chicago, probably win the Jets game,
and then win
the Colts game.
And that's the thing, too. It's like it's so hard to do this because one thing then follows the next thing. Teams go into bad situations, confidence loss, everybody's mad, it gets harder. Teams win a couple close games early, and right, and it goes the other way. Yeah, I could make the case that if they had that situation, that they could be, yeah, like 7-7, 8-6 right now and
playoff
in the thick of it,
fighting for a playoff.
Yeah,
bid.
And in this,
it
division,
sounds miles away because of how bad they are. They're fighting for the number one pick, but
two changes and it could be, you know.
But now, would you be? But would that be? It would be better than this. We could all agree.
Yeah.
But would we all be saying, "Boy, watch out, AFC"?
Probably not.
The Titans with their serviceable.
Well, I don't think you'd say it because the Bills, to me, are just so far. The Chiefs, too. But I'm just convinced the Chiefs are going to lose a close game, finally, to a good team. But I think you look at the Bills, if you're looking at the Bills as the team to, like, the distance between them and the Bills. The distance between these Titans and the Bills is, you know, light years.
Yeah.
And the distance between the Bills and this imaginary version of the Titans we're talking about would still be planetary.
I'd agree. I think, like, it's easy to, especially early in the year, to point out the boneheaded mistakes. And, like, if you had a league average quarterback, well, you're probably winning a couple of those games.
Right.
So the more complicated part of that is, like, how much does that change the equation moving forward? You're not beating Detroit with league average quarterback play, particularly if your special teams goes in the tank like it did that day. You're not beating Buffalo with league average quarterback play.
What about league average special teams, coach?
Well, there's that too. But I guess the question is, so is that what we're blaming the whole thing on? Like, is Will Levis getting ready to take the fall for all of this? Because to me, if you watch the team, it's more than just the quarterback that has problems.
Well,
right now.
Certainly special teams gets a headline mention. And I don't think special teams should be let off the hook because it's kind of found its balance recently.
Had a nice solid game last time. We talked about Monday, right? Oh, wow. We're not talking about special teams today.
Good outing.
I mean, they could play great. Not great. I mean, they can't play great. But they could do fine the next three games, and this season is still very much about the failures on special teams. I mean, Ryan Stonehouse is down 6 yards net on his average. That's completely connected to their failures to cover.
Yeah, there's a lot more, of course. But, yeah, look, I think today and this week is, whether intentional in any way or not, it is saying Will Levis is a big part of why this team is where it is. And also, Will Levis is done. The Titans are done trying to explore whether he can be a franchise quarterback. I'll be very interested to see how Brian Callahan answers the questions and also the phrasing of your questions.
And how
I'm watching you.
And how they replace him is the biggest thing. Look, so Rand has fingerprints on Levis, but Callahan certainly doesn't. So, you know, Rand's been involved in a collaboration that chose Levis. Now he's going to have – presuming everybody's here, he's going to be the final say on what they do at quarterback next year, and Callahan's going to be involved in that choice. That's the biggest thing of their career.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Well, and given the way that their record is this year, do you think does that prohibit them, in your mind, from drafting the next quarterback?
No. No, I mean, I think it's not unreasonable for a GM to have. And look, I'm not a big endorser of Rand. I expect him to be back. I don't think he's done a good job. But I don't think him having been part of the group that went with Levis prohibits him from making another quarterback choice. And I certainly think Callahan having a hand in choosing one quarterback as a head coach is. Yeah. Expected.
But Robbie's point,
I guess,
though,
what I'm
is,
asking, though, is, like, they got to win or they're going to be out next year. So does
– You would think.
You would think. So does drafting a rookie quarterback, is that the best scenario for them, knowing that you're going to have to put together some improvement here?
I think given the options that are available, I don't know if, like, you're looking at two options and one is going to be – the veteran option is going to be so much better than the...
No, but a Cousins or somebody can come in here and win more games than most rookies, right?
Yeah, plus save your draft capital to address these other things where the draft picks are more likely to help you sooner. So I don't know that it's as big a job preservation thing as it might appear given other circumstances, because there aren't great draft options at quarterback, I don't feel like.
Joe, we'll see you on Monday. Joe, enjoy your vacation.
I'm going for Notre Dame, Indiana.
Don't block the box.
I'll call you guys.
Be sure to lock your locks. See you tomorrow.
PK will be with us tomorrow on the program. We'll be back 6 a.m. Chasing Big Joe is coming up next, and we'll keep you updated throughout the day on what Brian Callahan has to say later today on the quarterback front. We'll be back tomorrow. This is 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.